And we're back here with our guest, Roger Victory. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Jude. What a beautiful West Michigan morning.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It's good stuff. Actually, I think our farmers might get some progress done this week.
I hope so.
In fact, I had a 7 o'clock a.m. appointment here in Lansing with a group. In Holland, I usually with a group. And actually, I saw my brother and the corn planter.
Really?
Working in the field at 6:30 in the morning. I thought there might have been even a hint of dust behind the planter. Hopefully we can get this planting season rolling along, which in other parts of the state, they have a little more moisture than we do right here in Ottawa County. But let's get this thing rolling, and I think we got a good week ahead of us.
Get the corn and soybeans in.
That's right. Tis the season.
Got a call here. Good morning. You're on the line with our guest.
Yeah, I have a comment, and then I'll hang up. In the paper this morning, I read that the state representatives are trying to raise the gas tax by 13.5 cents. Now, don't you think gas taxes are high enough? I mean, people just can't, gas is high enough as it is. It's going to make it terrible for people to try to afford gas anymore. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, as a caller brought in, fact, I had a whole list of things we're going to be busy this week in Lansing with. And road funding is one of those issues, right, that the caller is concerned of.
Yeah.
In the House, we just passed last week House Bill 5477. In that there, we took some of the surpluses we have in other areas and dedicated that to road funding to a tune of $450 million. This is a foundation that we can continue to work off from and build and give some strength to our infrastructure. Because in the last few years, we've been doing a thing called deferred maintenance. And basically, the state had no money to work with, as of some of this money coming forward, and that's what we did in the House. Now, there is some talk work being done in the Senate of taking that foundation that we've passed in the House and some modifications, which the caller was alluding to. But one area is there's a serious need out there. In fact, it was about a year ago, the governor came to the House and highlighted the need for spending in the roads. And he said, if we don't invest in roads, he had a whole litany of things that will occur. And he said, and people will die. Well, one person said, Governor, I never saw on a death certificate cause of death roads. But we had an incident this past weekend, a gentleman on a motorcycle heading up to Baldwin. What was the cause of death? A pothole.
Right.
So the governor warned us, and it came to fruition.
Indeed. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, good morning. I think they could cut some of them politicians' wages already, too, rather than raising the gas tax all the time and taking everything away from poor people, cutting the food stamps and everything that poor people. I think they could cut some of them politicians' wages already instead.
Okay.
Well, the caller brings a point, too, and actually that was addressed. The legislators, when the state had no budgetary constraints, they cut back to about 10%, along with some other state employees and other aspects. Because when we were coming through that Great Recession, everyone had to participate in those cutbacks, and legislators were a part of that, and along with staff.
Indeed.
So the caller had a very valid point. We all must participate.
All right. Our number is 395-1450 if you want to talk to the representative this morning. And does the word budget bring a chime?
Well, that is. When I was highlighted to the meeting I had in Holland here this morning, Representative Joe Hammond, Chairman of Propes, doing fine work. He was there, and actually he had to be on his way very quickly getting back to Lansing and getting this budget going forward. I attended the budgetary meeting last week, and there was some of the educators were indicating to us, too, can we get these budgets ramped up a little bit? There's some uncertainty of how the revenues are coming in. And it placated because we were in an epicenter in the state of Michigan with a major weather event called those snowstorms.
Yeah.
And, Jute, you probably well as I, there's certain days that you just couldn't get out of the house.
That's right.
You didn't go out for dinner. And now that it's May, you're not going to go out for dinner twice because you didn't go out for dinner once in January. And that's reflecting on our revenue streams coming into the state. And so they're going to be reflecting a little bit downward. We're working. It's basically the decreases of surpluses. But fortunately, Representative Hammond and the Budget Committee had this foresight and making sure that we're working on those conservative financial standards that we're known for here in West Michigan.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the line with Roger.
Hello. I would just like to say that I think it's been a number of years since the gasoline tax was actually increased, and as a user of the roads and extensive use, I would appreciate better roads, and I'm all for a raising of the tax in order to do that, as long as it is dedicated and actually goes into the roads. And then it would be awfully nice if there'd be some kind of a guarantee on the workmanship and the quality of work for roads. I would just really appreciate listening to comments on those. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, the caller brings in a very valid point, because even today, to come to the radio station, I had to drive a different vehicle than I normally drive, because on the way back from Lansing in 96, my windshield, you can't see it on radio, but I hit a truck in front of me, went through a pothole and threw a piece of concrete on my windshield.
Boy.
And it's no longer, I can't even see through my windshield. The bang, I thought someone was a sniper might have been along the road shooting at me, because it was a large crack and smash. So it's costing us. It cost me literally, so I will get that windshield replaced. But the in the call I bring in, people are requesting, but transparency. Make sure if we request some more buy-in from our constituents and the people from the state of Michigan, there's some guarantees going forward. Because many people can bring back these, you know, boondoggles and this and that, efficiencies. Make sure we hold the contractor accountable. But, yeah, if you're going to demand a warranty, just like if you buy a warranty in your car or some other areas, well, there's going to be some additional costs, because they got to make sure that the workmanship is
absolutely
of quality. So, but I think, as anything else, invest, you know, you purchase a good item and expect good quality from it and those results. So that's why, we're going to have to see where we can garner some more additional funding for this process, which we did in the House with the $450 million, and which I was a yes vote on, and is a foundation for us to continue on.
Mm-hmm.
As other aspects come forward, I have to address those on an individual basis, review those, make sure they're accountable, and also as we ramp up for additional construction, we got to be careful. You don't want to dump too much money in it too quickly, because even the what's the capacity of ramping these construction projects up in a timely fashion, and there could be inefficiencies that occur if we go too quickly.
Yeah. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes. I recently purchased a RV and traded it in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And in San Antonio, the tax difference on a trade-in, you only pay on the difference. And so I didn't know that was different in Michigan, so I came back and they registered the vehicle here, and I paid $4,000 in taxes because I had to pay on the original price of the RV, not the trade-in. And I'm just wondering, I talked to someone else who bought an RV, a $500,000 vehicle, and paid over $10,000 in taxes. Where is all that money going? I would assume that should go into roads. And Texas, you know, with the trade-in value, it was fair, but this is terribly unfair.
Mm-hmm.
That's my comment.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate the comment the caller has there, because this is something we actually addressed last year in a package of bills of the trade-in value and dealing with RVs, boats, and those other issues. Currently, but as we have these budgetary constraints and revenues as we come through this Great Recession, we weren't able to bite the apple all at one time. But there's a stepping stone format going forward to alleviate this trade-in-based tax hit that many people are experiencing. And the basis of it is we were at an uncompetitive advantage with our states, those who are dealing with boats and RVs and personal watercraft. So those points were well brought forward. Last year when we were addressing this issue, it's going to be a stepped-up basis going forward, but helping address some of those costs.
But it will happen.
It will happen, yep, because it was passed last year.
Okay. All right. What's going to be going on this week, Roger?
Well, there's going to be a full agenda coming this week here. As we highlighted earlier in the show here, I had some good callers calling on road funding. Also, I'm sure many listeners have been hearing about the minimum wage. There was some work being done in the Senate, and I'm expecting we'll be seeing some of that coming to the House here. Also, some issues we've been facing Detroit. There's 10 bills coming forward dealing with the situation with Detroit. The majority of these bills are going to be constructed to help to prevent future corruption. That's the majority of the package, mm-hmm. and there will be some funding thing there, funding with those too. So I'll be keeping a careful eye on these bills as they come out of committee and how they would impact us here in West Michigan. Some other issues in Lansing has been the right to farm. This was something from the Ag Commission. They had some changes with the GAMPs. Those are generally accepted management practices dealing with livestock production in our urban areas, and been studying those because it impacts, we have some people that have moved into the urban areas and our locally grown initiatives and those type things, but also realizing what was the original intent of right to farm, and that's part of the Ag Commission's process to revise these GAMPs and make sure that we're reflecting where our current society is at. And then also some interesting things in the committees. We revise the bass fishing regs as far as the length of the season, eliminating the prohibition of bass fishing during any those seasons, allowing it going full year. Also some things in agricultural committee dealing with hemp production, allowing research to be done at our land-grant universities, results of the new farm bill allowing that to occur. So those are some things that we've been taking up.
And another call here. Yes, you're on the line with Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I think raising taxes on gas to repair roads is the right thing to do. Everybody pays. That's the only fair thing to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
And just to build on what the caller indicated, it's very important there's transparency to where when these funds come in that they apply to the roads. If the money comes in on their gas tax, it has to be used for road construction. And that's I've been hearing loud and clear.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the line with Roger.
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
You're representative for the state of Michigan, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, you're talking about taxes and all that. I caught a story last week, and I heard a couple of callers call in here at this radio station talking about how President Obama sends his family on vacations. His 13-year-old daughter with 12 friends and 25 Secret Service men on our dime. Now, why can't we ask President to pay that tax money back to back to us and leave us alone? He's spending our money, and you guys are trying to budget, for us. And yet, and I'm not pointing the finger at just you, but mm-hmm. you guys come after us to pay the bill. Why can't he pay out of his own pocket, pay his own vacation? Why do we got to pay for that?
Yep, the caller has a very valid point there, especially at the federal level. Some these expenditures are very problematic, and that indicates why we have these large federal deficits. And I'm proud to be serving at the state level and working under Governor Snyder. And if you know Governor Snyder, when he travels around with his family, he does it right and accountable. And just people realize this week they've been doing some repair of the air conditioning system at the Capitol. This was part of the deferred maintenance program because when we didn't have money, you just don't fix those things. But the Capitol has 10 compressors for running the air conditioning system. Last summer, they were down to 3 and had some buckets even to collect a Freon at that point. And so there's no air conditioning in the Capitol. It's not a problem. You just kind of take the suit coat off. I know what it's like working out in the fields in a warm summer day.
Yeah.
So I put it this way. I'm not going to complain too much because I know there's many hardworking men and women in the state of Michigan in a lot worse conditions than we are. But that's how frugal we were at the state of Michigan. I mean, it was we don't have money, don't fix it. And now there's a little money coming in as the economy improves. We're taking these little baby steps to start repairing some of those state infrastructure, such as the Capitol.
Very good. All right. Yes, you're on the line with... Hello, you're on the line with Roger.
Yeah. Instead of trying to spend $45 billion to clean up space junk, we could use a lot of that money to build roads.
Yeah. You know, that's you bring in that area there too. That's the federal part of the federal budget process there. And my understanding in the meeting I had this morning, the federal transportation fund that is going to be broke this coming later this year, and that's going to be problematic for us here in the state of Michigan too. So how reliant are these federal dollars coming back? So that's another issue you'll be hearing more in the news too, is the unfunded of the federal highway dollars fund. And the caller brings in an excellent example. Where are we spending some of those billions of dollars on all these other issues? And when we have a specific need right here in Michigan and through the nation is our infrastructure and the roads that we use every day.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
How many people are in space do we have to watch out for?
Well, that's very true. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on the line with Roger.
Yeah, well, I heard you talking about that stone hitting your windshield. We went to Chicago this weekend, south of Chicago, Naperville, and I have never seen such bad roads in my life until you hit Michigan.
Yep.
They're just awful. And we, too, had a truck in front of us. We haven't found the damage on the windshield. We didn't look yet, but it hit a pothole in front of us and threw a stone, and it does sound like a gunshot when it hits your windshield.
I was actually shaking when that hit. I didn't realize my windshield was shattered. I was looking for something else when that stone came in. You know, there's stones and then there's rocks. And
yeah.
I imagine you probably had a rock similar to I had, if I hear your story correct. Yeah.
Well, we saw a semi go off to the side. If you look on the side of the road where the rumble strips are, that's really bad. And we saw a truck just throw up chunks off to the side of the road. Thank goodness when we were behind it, we went over to the other lane. But I mean huge. You know, 6x6 chunks were flying off the side of the road.
Yeah.
And Michigan needs to get off their hind end and get this stuff taken care of.
There's times the stones can be a nuisance, but we're talking hazards at this point in time.
Yes. So, yes, we
thank
are.
You.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. We're here with Roger Victory. We have a few minutes left on our program today. If you'd like to talk to him, 395-1450 is the number. And we have a beautiful day today, and it's a good day to get out there and grub in the dirt.
That's Drew, I also had an opportunity to even enjoy some of the tulips still here in Holland.
Yeah.
I noticed there's several people still out and about in the parks taking some photos. So
they're beautiful.
I encourage anyone that have not had the opportunity to come to Holland and enjoy the tulips, don't be afraid to come in, and they're in still full bloom. And I think it will be a fantastic week to come to Holland and see the beauty of the tulips if you haven't had the opportunity earlier on. And
I think they'll be good most of the weekend.
I think so, too. What a beautiful season we had for tulip time. Was had the opportunity to participate, and good crowds for the parade on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
It was good to see all those people that came in the Holland community and enjoy the beauty we have here.
The
right
weather was about right.
That was perfect, yes. And my feet have, those wooden shoes was a new experience for me, too. And,
how many pairs of socks did you have?
I learned on Wednesday not to use my hunting socks. They were a little more fluffy in the
part. Oh, yeah.
I used the multiple thin layer. Worked out much better for the Saturday parade.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a little learning curve, and I learned on Wednesday, and I learned how much longer the parade route is on Saturday, too, and I'm glad I had my learning curve on Wednesday and not on Saturday. And I always appreciate those young people that participate in those bands, too, in the march, and especially the Holland Public School, wearing those wooden shoes, and have to get acclimated to that.
They're used to it now.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, indeed. All right. What do you look forward to getting the budget out?
Well, it looks fairly promising. We took a number of votes of putting the budget forward, and now it's in the forward to the Senate, and now they sent it back, and we kind of zeroed it out, so it's in conference at this point. And I talked to, Representative Hobman on this here, and it looks like we're on time to have this done in the next few weeks and showing good work. Allowing our schools and other agencies to know how they can budget going forward. And this is, I think, an example of leadership in Lansing that we can do this work in a timely fashion and not defer it to later on and making issues for others who are trying to manage their budgets in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
I think that we can demonstrate leadership in Lansing, then we can better demonstrate leadership at our local level, too. But it has to start at the top.
Yes.
Let's start at the top, make it happen there. And then others can follow the lead.
Yeah, well, I think the governor kind of set the pace last year.
He has set the tone and held us accountable. And he's a worker, and he expects those who are, aligning with him to be workers also and get the job done. That's that private sector background he brings in Lansing.
I think so.
Which I cherish myself, too. Cherish that sense of experience. And if you're in the corporate world, you're held accountable to your stockholders and that, and if you're elected official, you're held accountable to your constituents. And he highlights that's a responsibility we have, and we have to do it in due diligence.
It's the economy, and
that's right.
And you got to understand the economy. And they
and we as a state of Michigan, we're competing with other states. And
yes,
people who are looking to locate here, they like to see that effective style leadership. If they're going to locate and invest in the state of Michigan.
We're out of time, Roger. Thank you so very much for being our guest this morning here on our Talk of the Town program.
Well, as always, Jude, it's a pleasure.
Now you can get back to your garden.
Yeah, and a few other things we have to take care of, a few meetings today, too. So
okay.
Do the work, good work on behalf of the state of Michigan.